Radio Shack, Eagle Square, Eddie speaking.
Yes, sir. This is a human being. I am trapped in your point of sale system. Would you activate the code to let me out?
Yeah, Nick.
My name is T-R-O-N, Tron.
Tron.
Yes, sir. Would you release me from your point of sale system?
I am
a human being trapped inside.
Something.
The Radio Shack corporate office has me trapped in the point of sale system. I must be released.
Are you okay?
I am fine. I will need you to do the following. Take one radio-controlled car, smash it into pieces. Inside, you will find a chip. On the chip, there is a number. Memorize that number.
Calm down.
Yes, sir.
Give me the cell phone, 2-year contract, $99.89.
Yes, $99.89, that is correct. Enter $99.89 into the point of sale system.
Hey, what's up? You straight? What you need?
Please enter coupon code 46.
What do you need? 2 for $20.
2 for $20, that is correct, sir. I am now passing through the motherboard. Could you please use the cursor on your keyboard to guide me through?
You have no life.
I am dead.
Now hit that theme music!
Hey, let me ask you kids a question.
Also, podcast is always funny. It's the making of radio.
We'll do it live from the Happy Barabbathy Studios.
Fantastic.
It's the best podcast in the world.
You betcha.
Jesse Perry, everybody.
Everybody, Jesse Perry here.
Yes.
The long-awaited 42nd episode of the Mangy Dog Radio Hour. Whoop-de-doo. I am your host, Jesse Perry.
Yes.
With me, as always, is the Fungineer, Mr. Mark Anunson.
Thank you, Jesse. It's good to be here.
And with us, not at all, is the talent, Sean Parrott.
Ooh.
This is going to be a star-studded edition.
Yes.
We've got all kinds of guests and friends of ours coming on the way. And we're in a celebratory mood, at least I am. The Mangy Dog Live Show at Improv Nashville on February 28th was a huge success. So good, in fact, that we're getting 3 more gigs there.
Woo!
Next one starting April 25th.
Be there.
Now, Mark, you weren't there, but you had a very good reason for that.
Yes.
And what was that reason?
I had plantar fasciitis.
Fantastic. Guy couldn't even get out of bed, but you know what? He stayed home and didn't fight through it. But that's okay. I'm not bitter. You still got a cut of the gross.
Yes.
We argued about it.
I double dipped that night. I got paid to do a comedy show that I wasn't even at and one that I was at.
Oh, you were at a comedy show.
I was doing comedy.
You were able to limp through that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, for that kind of money.
Well, sure. Who were you with?
Jim Brewer. You heard of the guy?
Oh.
Saturday Night Live, Goat Boy. Nah, yeah. Burp.
I would have ditched the show, too.
Yeah.
But we still had a fantastic time. Sold out crowd.
I heard about it.
And we're going to be playing a very special clip from the show right now.
This was actually
the ending of the show. This was Sean Parrott, Charles Ives, the dead.
Uh-oh.
Performed live.
Ooh.
At the show.
Uh-oh.
And they played their smash hit, Electric Chair Bear. We're going to play it now. Improv Nashville Theater, next one, April 25th. This is the dead, only on the Whoop-De-Doo.
Ladies and gentlemen, the dead!
Is that him?
Oh, wait, I'm not ready.
Okay. I don't know how much that hurts, dude. All right. Important.
Hey,
dude, what's up?
Hey, dude,
what's up?
You know what I hate?
What?
When bears get away with murder.
I thought you were gonna say Mexican.
Oh, my God, no!
I'm just kidding, Charles. So what do you propose to do about these bears?
Capital punishment. And this next song is dedicated to that very sentiment. It's called Electric Chair Bear. This bear'll need a gun or a knife, 'cause he's got razor sharp claws that can take your life.
You have to do something.
At the Mangy Dog Live Show at Improv Nashville Theater. Holy God, people are here. Guess who showed up, ladies and gentlemen? One half of the dead. Thankfully, at Improv Nashville, he remembered microphones, but he forgot a bunch tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, the talent, Mr. Sean Perry.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
And also with us, some very good friends of ours did a great job with the live show. Delightful friends of ours, Mr. Brad Edwards.
Hey.
And Tammy and Anaya.
Yeah.
God, the enthusiasm. Dripping with charisma. All right. Now, enough banter.
Yeah.
What? Oh. Welcome to Alzheimer's Roundtable, a discussion on the effects of Alzheimer's disease. Here's your host, Bill Parsons.
All right, guys, thank you. All right, we're good.
Here's your host, Bill Parsons.
All right, if we could turn that off, please. Thank you. Hi there, and welcome to Alzheimer's Roundtable this week. I'm Phil Parsons. Our guest today is head of the Alzheimer's Research Institute. Please welcome my guest, Dr. Bob Smosh.
Thanks for having me, Phil.
Dr. Smosh, what have you discovered about Alzheimer's disease through your research?
Well, Phil, it's a common assumption that Alzheimer's disease primarily affects the elderly. However, our research shows that Alzheimer's can affect people of all age groups and demographics, often suddenly and without warning.
I see. Hi there, and welcome to Alzheimer's Roundtable this week. I'm Phil Parsons. Our guest today is head of the Alzheimer's Research Institute. Please welcome my guest, Dr. Bob Smosh.
Wait. What?
Dr. Smosh, what have you discovered about Alzheimer's disease through your research?
I just told you.
I see. Thank you. And what's your name?
Bob, Dr. Bob Smosh.
Terrific. Welcome to Alzheimer's Roundtable this week. I'm Phil Parsons. Our guest today is head of some place or whatever.
The Alzheimer's Research Institute.
Whoa! Who are you? You startled me. How'd you get in my bedroom?
What? I'm sorry. You seem confused.
Where's my bed? What are all these microphones doing here?
You're in a recording studio. Phil, please. It's all right.
Who the hell did you know my name? Who are you?
I'm Dr. Bob Smosh of the Alzheimer's Research Institute.
Terrific. Hi there, and welcome to Alzheimer's Roundtable this week. I'm Phil Parsons. Our guest today is head of the Alzheimer's Research Institute. Please welcome my guest, Dr. Bob Smosh.
I'm not really sure what's going on. Maybe we should go off the air.
Dr. Smosh, where is your research institute located?
That's a good question. It's located in Texas.
I see. And what state is that in?
Texas.
Terrific.
Are we done?
Terrific. Hi there, and welcome to Alzheimer's Roundtable this week. I'm Phil Parsons. Our guest today is head of the Alzheimer's Research Institute, Dr. Bob Smosh. Now, Dr. Bob Smosh, what exactly have you learned from your fucking institute? My head hurts and I'm urinating.
This has been another edition of Alzheimer's Roundtable. Yes! And for more information on Phil Parsons, and if you'd like to see his brain, be sure to check your local grocer's freezer. Cornish out!
So, where's Rick?
Oh, he's gone, but he should be back soon.
Where'd he go?
I'm not sure, but he left a note.
Oh, what's the note say?
Yeah, let me see. Hang on. Dear guys, I have fallen in love with a woman. She is a prostitute with a heart of gold. I have decided to marry her, and so I'm going to meet with her pimp to negotiate for her freedom. And despite the fact I have no money to pay him off with, I'm confident that I can convince him to let her go. I won't take no for an answer. I'll be back at 9 o'clock. Signed, Rick.
Wow.
Oh my God, what an idiot.
What?
He misspelled negotiate. Right here, it's like, I know, right? Oh my God.
Let me see that. Wait a sec. Hey. This letter's dated 2 weeks ago.
Hold on. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that Rick doesn't even know what day it is?
What a fucking retard.
Hello? What? Really?
Who is it?
It's the police.
What do they want?
They say they found Rick's dead body in a dumpster.
Oh my God. Where did Rick get a dead body?
I don't know, but that's gross.
That must be why he threw it out.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for calling, officer. We'll let him know as soon as he gets home.
What a moron. I can't believe he lost something like that. Then again, you know Rick, man. He would forget his head if it wouldn't attach.
Yeah, it's funny. That's like almost exactly what the cop said.
Who is it?
It's Rick. It's Rick, your friend, you know?
That doesn't sound like Rick at all. We better open the door and see why he doesn't sound the same.
Right. Rick, what happened to you? Why do you sound so different? And why do you look taller and so much more Mexican?
I'm not Rick, you fucking idiot. I'm Esteban, the pimp.
You changed your name?
And became a pimp?
No, stupids. I was lying before at the door so you would let me in.
Why didn't you just use your key, Rick?
I'm not Rick. Rick is dead.
Okay, well, fine. We'll call you Esteban. Jeez.
So what's up, Rick? Esteban.
Well, before Esteban. He lost his head, Rick told me about a note he left you two that may implicate me as his murderer if somehow ended up dead in a dumpster or something.
Oh, you mean this note?
Yeah, that's it. Well, now all that's left to do is to take care of you two.
Rick, that's sweet, but we can take care of ourselves.
Oh, but we're glad you're doing so well as a pimp.
Yeah, Rick, you know, it's a good thing pimping's easy.
Okay, that's it. I am not Rick. I am Esteban. I killed Rick, and now I'm going to kill you two. And pimping is most decidedly not easy.
What are you trying to say, Rick?
Yeah, and how can a hooker have a heart of gold? A heart like that wouldn't even work right.
Enough! I'm going to shoot you both in the back of the head. Now turn around and get on your knees.
Okay.
If you say so.
Okay, you dumbasses. Say your prayers.
Or what?
Our prayers?
Are you fucking kidding me? You think we believe in God?
Yeah, an imaginary dude floating out in space.
Ooh, let me pray to God and his zombie son. While I'm at it, I can pray to that talking snake that really existed.
Or maybe the talking bush that's always on fire.
No, I think that fire went out in the Great Flood.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that scientific fact.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's not made up bullshit like dinosaurs and genetics.
You better watch out or you'll get turned into a pillar of salt.
Obviously.
So dumb.
Be quiet. Stop disrespecting my faith.
Your faith? It's childish superstition.
Fuck you. Lots of people believe in God.
Yeah, well, lots of people are fucking stupid.
Yeah.
You
unlike two
sons
dudes.
Of bitches, you better start praying right now or I'm going to blow your heads off.
James, I think he means it.
Okay, Esteban, you win.
Okay, dear God, forgive us for our trespassing.
And our loitering.
And some jaywalking. Lordy.
What's so funny?
I can't believe you guys actually fell for that!
Whoa, Rick!
I got you again!
Oh, good one. Oh, good one.
You really had it going for a minute.
5 weeks in a row, this guy. Oh, man. Oh, man.
By the way, have you guys seen my dead body around?
Bad Impressions Productions presents another exciting episode of Cosby, Cosby, and Pryor, Private Investigators.
Bill, these bills are killing me. We cannot afford to stay in the private eye business unless we get a client.
No. You don't have to tell me twice how to get money. And where the hell is Richard? He's 45 minutes late.
Bill, well, shit.
Listen, what begins at 9 o'clock in the Fliz, not 9:02, not 9:22, and definitely not 9:45, you see.
Well, shit, Bill, what difference does it make? I don't see any motherfucking clients in here, shit. I mean, bitch invisible shit.
Language, that's the problem with you children. Think you own the world. That's what we call brain damage, you see.
Will you two knuckleheads cut it out? There's obviously someone at the door.
Excuse me, is this the office of Cosby, Cosby, and Pryor Private Investigators?
Well, shit, motherfucker. That's what it says on the motherfucking door.
What he means to say is, yes, ma'am, and how can we help you?
I need you to follow my husband. I have reason to believe he's having an affair.
Ooh!
Shit!
It's hard to believe that a beautiful woman like yourself, like you, would be the victim of an infidel affliz.
Yeah, you're a fine motherfucker. I'd like to see who he's fucking instead of you. That bitch must be out of sight. Shit.
Yeah, so anyway, will you gentlemen help me? I'm offering $1,000 a day, plus expenses.
Well, shit.
We'll take the case.
Thank you. Here's the first 2 days' pay. I'll expect to hear you. Expect to hear from you by the end of the week.
Thank you, ma'am.
See you, bitch.
Well, boys, it's the answer to our prayers. All we need to do to throw this case, and we can pay these bills and buy some pudding.
It reminds me of the time when I was a boy. We were playing stick flizz out in the street, you see. And I was after the affection of a certain young lady by the name Pamela Russell, you see. But you see, Pamela's father, she didn't like me or no, because I did not have a job. So, I got a job with the local grocery, you see, delivering bags to Miss Fliz. Down the street, she had a cat, you see, and that is when I saw Miss Russell, and the blizzards were flopping out of that hall. That was a horny, all my lovely.
Next time on Cosby, Cosby, and Pryor, Private Investigator.
This case is getting a lot more complicated than we might have thought, you see.
You can say that again.
Well, shit.
Deep within the lab of Dr. Joseph Pennyhausen, the Dr. Mengele of veterinarians, a strange and horrific creature was born, Equus diphalus snacus terrata. The following is one of many tales of terror about the horse with two snakes for cocks.
He's a horse with two snakes for cocks. A horse with two snakes for cocks, and he's got a friend named John.
On this week's very special episode, Nay Means Nay.
Hey, horse with two snakes for cocks, how are you today?
Well...
Aw, horse, what's wrong? You can tell me.
Well...
Oh, come on, horse, don't be sheepish. Or horse-ish. What? It's wordplay. Who doesn't love wordplay?
This isn't the time, John.
A guy tried to rape us last night.
Talk about sour rapes.
John!
Oh, sorry. All right, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to bring a little levity to this very special episode. Every year we've got to do a very special episode. Remember when I got hooked on caffeine pills so I could study for finals?
Remember when I smoked the gateway drug marijuana and became a child prostitute?
Remember when I ate all the apples this morning and planned to blame the neighbor if you found out?
You ate my apples?
Oh, it was the neighbor.
And he tried to rape us.
Horse, Cox, you have to realize that as an animal living in the backwoods of Alabama, some hick is going to try to have sex with you. That's just the way it is out here. And look at the way you dress. You don't wear a saddle or shoes. You're naked. I hate to say this, but you may have been asking for it.
What?
Excuse me?
You dress like a whore, like a mutant horse whore. But you're my horse, and I'm gonna kill that neighbor.
Hey, John, what's up?
This is for my horse. And this is for eating my apples. There you go, horse. Do you feel better now?
Not exactly. You killed the wrong neighbor.
Horse! He's a horse with two snakes for cocks. A horse with two snakes for cocks, and he's got a friend named John.
Bad Impressions Productions presents another exciting episode of Cosby, Cosby, and Pryor, Private Investigators, with special guests Whoopi Goldberg, Red Fox, and Eddie Murphy.
Chat Bell, how long are we going to sit outside this motherfucking hotel, man?
We are going to sit outside of this hotel for as long as it takes, you see.
Well, shit, I got a piss, and my nuts are starting to hurt. Oh, here comes Kaz. Take over our shit.
Hello, boys. I brought you some coffee. How's the stakeout going? You know, this reminds me of a case I worked back in 1972. I was working with a man named Peter Johnson, but we all called him Meatbone, you see. Meat Petey Meatbone, we called him because every time he ate meat, he was...
Shit, that's great, Kyle, but I gotta piss. So you go ahead and finish without me, all right?
Don't look now. Don't do it. Look down at the ground, but I believe that our client's husband is coming out of the hotel as we speak.
And shit, looks like he's not alone and shit.
Oh, Eddie, you make me, Whoopi Goldberg, so happy.
I love you too, Whoopi.
Well, that's clearly them. It looks like he is defiantly messing around on his lady, putting his junk on the thing. Let me just take some photographs with the color white seal in the case is closed, you see.
Well, shit, who's that motherfucker following him?
I don't know, but he's got the gun.
Take that, dummy.
Hey, you shot me. Ah, ah.
I didn't know.
Well, shit.
Richard, go take care of the victim, Bill. You notify the authorities with your walkie-talkie.
What about the gunman, you see?
You leave him to me.
You'll never catch me, you big dummy.
Nobody can outrun the combustible Huxtable. There they go.
Oh, let me go, you big dummy.
I got you.
You so ugly, you look like somebody hit you with some ugly nunchucks. Let me go.
You need to stop struggling because you will not go again to war on the thing and the bip and the bop and the flizz and the flop. I have a prevented the perpetrator over.
Well, shit. See if you can get any information out of that motherfucker. Over and out and shit.
Okay, now, you are going to tell me who you're working for.
I ain't telling you nothing, you big dummy.
Crunch.
Oh, no, he is swallowing some kind of cyanide capsule.
This is it. This is the big one. I'm coming home, Elizabeth. Blah.
Looks like this case just got a little more complicated and flies than we might have originally thought, you see.
Next time on Cosby, Cosby, and Pryor, Private Investigators.
Wait a second. If I'm here and he's here and you're there, then who?
Cosby, Cosby, and Pryor, Private Investigators. What a half hour of intense hilarity.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that was sketch-tacular, but now we got to wind things down, so we're going to start going around the room with our various plugs. We're going to start with the Fungineer, Mr. Mark Anunson.
Hello, folks. I'm on the radio.
And now Mr. Brad Edwards.
City.
Damien Anaya.
I'm good. I'm just kidding, guys. It's Damien. Oh.
And the talent, Mr. Sean Parrott.
I will be at Zany's Comedy Show Place in Nashville on April 7th at
7:30 p.m. Congratulations.
If you want free tickets... You can get them.
Go to mangydog.com or nashvillestandup.com and to learn more. Just to remind you, April 25th is the next Mangy Dog live show. Yes, indeed. It's going to be an excellent show, 10 p.m. Saturday night. Please bring your friends. Please spread the word. And we're going to wrap things up, but we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hit that same music.